بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing the evil consequences of severing family ties. We spoke of the fact that a person who severs family ties and who does not make an effort to mend those relationships has his deeds rejected by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept his good deeds, as many as they may be. Lastly, we spoke of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who severs family ties will be barred from entering into paradise also. His good deeds, as many as they may be, will not allow him to enter paradise if he had severed family ties. The third evil consequence, we learn the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with the Sahaba, and it was the occasion of Hajj. Imagine, it was such a Mubarak time, it was the occasion of Hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated with an assembly of the Sahaba. They were all in Ihram, they were performing Hajj, and they were seated with the best of creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced his discourse, he says, there's somebody in this gathering who has severed family ties with a certain relative of his. As a result of that, all of us are deprived of Allah's mercy. And he made the announcement for a first time, for a second time. And then he noticed a youngster who was right at the back of the audience. He stood up and he quietly left the congregation. And when he returned and when he came back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him privately. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I noticed that when I made the announcement, you were the one to leave the congregation. This is the Nabi of Allah. I have an aunt, and the two of us, we have not been communicating with each other. There was an issue and a problem between the two of us, and I took a qasam and she took a qasam that we are never going to communicate with one another. That's it. But when you made the announcement, I went to her tent. She's also on Hajj, and I went and I explained the situation to her that, listen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that everyone is being deprived of Allah's mercy because of our attitude towards each other. And they forgave one another, and they made maaf, and they mended their relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the moment you had done that, I experienced and witnessed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon the gathering. So the third evil consequence of that is that the person who severs family ties, not only will he be deprived of Allah's mercy, but even his family members, his home, that mercy of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings will not even descend into his home until and unless he does not repair and mend his relationship with a person whom he had distanced himself from. May Allah grant us the understanding.